This is a podcast from the BBC.
Guys, we're at episode 3 of the podcast. How has this happened? I was convinced this was going to be like one podcast and it's turned into two. Now I think we're just going to keep going if you're up for it. Thank you, as always, for your lovely messages that you've sent me on Instagram and Twitter. Various people wanting shout-outs. We'll try and do a few today. We're hopefully going to speak to a few of you guys today. Please keep those messages coming in, and it's basically what the podcast is going to be based on. So any of your questions, anything you want to know about Radio 1, the DJs, Scott Mills, the show, me, please get in touch and let me know. It's been an incredible week on the Scott Mills show. So it all started at Reading Festival last weekend. It was an amazing experience for me because I used to go to Reading Festival when I was younger. So to be there with Radio 1, I was really proud. And we had this incredible idea to join a band called Deaf Havana on stage. We got given these like choir gowns. And the idea was we were going to join this brilliant choir that they've got as their backing choir. And it was going to be fine because they were going to drown us out. It was, we knew the words. For me, it just felt like something that we could do really easily. I'll be honest, I had a couple of drinks before as well, just because it's Reading Festival and I thought it was the right thing to do. And as many of you have seen, we ended up doing this performance and Scott somehow, I still can't work out how he did it, but he sort of managed to kick the mic and it fell over and it landed and it was really loud and it was really embarrassing. There is, of course, a video of this which has ended up doing really well. It's had 50,000 views on Twitter and like 130,000 views on Facebook. I'm sure loads of you listening to this right now have seen this. So an embarrassing but fun start to the week. We also did a show from Reading, which was good. Other things on the show this week, we've created this new game. It's called the Birthday Game. I want to talk a little bit more about it later. And I really want us to speak to Sam, who was like, I'm going to say the victim in this case. And he had the worst experience when his mum came on the show and had to talk all about how Sam was conceived. It was awkward for him, but amazing for all of us to listen to. Also on today's podcast, we're going to be speaking to new Radio 1 DJ Jack Saunders, which I think will give everyone an amazing insight into what it's like starting up here at Radio 1. I know loads of you listening will have your favourite Radio 1 DJs that have probably been on here for a few years already, and it is pretty special to see someone starting out knowing that this is just the beginning of their journey. So I think it'll be good to catch up with Jack and find out a bit more about that. But let's kick things off. Episode 3 of this podcast that still has no name. Let's do it as we always do by calling Scott Mills. Scott Mills, hello.
Hello, Chris Stark.
What are you doing?
Why do you want to know?
Because you sound sort of shifty. What I'm imagining right now is that you're in like a changing room for a
no.
shop.
No. I am actually in a London black cab. And I have just... Well, let me talk you through what has been a very... weird couple of days. So yesterday, as you know, on the show, we are trying to find a celebrity that will fart for a week and we can film it, and well, they film themselves and then we make it viral, which it will do. Jax Jones did agree to it, which is a higher level of pop star than I was expecting, to be honest. So if you heard it on the show, he agreed to do it. Now I'm now in a very weird situation where last night and again today, I'm having to text Jax Jones to his actual phone number going, any farts yet? which is not a position I thought that I'd be in, to be fair.
I know. And it was one of the first things I thought of this morning, actually, was to message you. I said two questions to you. One we'll go on to in a second. And yeah. The second was, any farts yet? Because yeah. I'm really hoping that he sends you the little videos through.
I've had nothing yet. I'm not even a response, let alone any videos. So I really hope this is not a pop star promise. And if everyone listening to this podcast could please tweet or Insta Jax Jones and just say, hello, farts, or something like that. That'll be good, just to remind, you know.
Just farts, question mark, or send Scott farts. It's the new send nudes.
Yeah, it is, actually. It's the news, the news. So if you could, yeah, that's great. Just put send Scott farts, and then that will remind him. This is not normal.
It's not normal. All right, the other thing I asked you this morning was, are you hairless? And no one listening to this will know what this is about yet, because we haven't talked about this on the show. But because the podcast is about being honest and behind the scenes, let's do it now. Why would you be hairless?
Okay, so I'm doing this gym like body transformation thing at the moment. I've been doing it for a while, and the photo shoot is on Sunday. Now, what they advise you for these things, they do like a before and after shot, okay? So I've been working hard in the gym, as you know, eating some meals that aren't that exciting, but it's all good. And so the photo shoot is on Sunday. Now, what they advise you for these things is to tan up, and also, so you look more defined, be completely hairless. So yesterday after the show, I went to a waxing parlor near Radio 1 and had it all off, basically.
Yeah, this is
and
great.
It feels weird, man. Like, it's so weird. I've got, like, especially like on my chest, it's just like there's no hair. It's really odd.
Where have you left hair? What, I'm going to say three words. You tell me. Hair or hairless, okay? Back.
Go. Back, hairless.
Sack.
Pardon?
Sack.
Oh, okay, we're going there, are we? Still hair.
Crack.
Bit of hair.
Bit of hair. It's incredible. Do you keep touching yourself just because you're so smooth? Mm. Like a dolphin?
Literally. It's really weird. Like, you end up touching your legs and your chest all the time. Like, it's really weird. But you do kind of feel lighter for it. Yeah. Like, I feel like, maybe I don't know how much weight it takes off. But, I mean, this could be the way forward. I just think it's a lot of maintenance if you're having to do it all the time. And also, it really hurts.
Yeah. Oh, did it hurt? Yeah.
It hurts. But, like, girls have to go through this all the time, you know. So I'm not complaining. It's just, it was pretty painful.
So you've got a really exciting weekend ahead. So you've got this photo shoot for the magazine thing. Mm-hmm. So I assume you're going hairless because obviously your body's going to be out. You're going to be in like pants or shorts or something.
Yeah, just pants. But apparently you look more defined if you have a spray tan and if you get your hair off. So both of those things have happened. The spray tan has literally just happened about half an hour ago.
Are you wearing little pants for this thing or are you going full short? What's going to happen?
I'm not going to lie, they're not big, these pants.
No.
No, so that's fun. So that's Sunday sorted.
What I can't wait to see is what face you do, whether you're going to go for a smile or a pout.
No, I don't really smile. Also, the before picture is horrendous, so I warn everyone now that you are going to see something that it's not going to be pleasant.
No, but the before picture's meant to be awful, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I mean, but it's awful.
I think if you're listening to this podcast, you should send Scott on Insta or Twitter pictures of the face that he should do for the photo shoot. But and like, we'll start with the current one that's been used for the iPlayer, which I get so many messages about.
I do as
well. Wanting to talk
it's
about this on the podcast because it's a
weird photo.
You must have approved it. Like, I know how these things work.
So
you
I didn't.
Must have. You must have. But you're so it's a weird face you're pulling. It's like. It's like you've been really inquisitive about it.
It's like, oh, what could this be? Yeah, it's that face, isn't it? It's just like, okay. Oh, I'm going to get that changed. Actually, I'm going to use your mate who did your wedding.
Yeah, he's decent, isn't he?
To do some new ones. God, you really get an insight, don't you, on this podcast? You really do.
It's.
I'm really enjoying it.
It's proper in. It's the same conversation that me and you will have on the phone.
It actually is. That's what I mean. It's so. This is real life, guys. Oh, there's ambulance. Yeah.
Okay, listen up. Very quick recap of the week. I think the new birthday game that we've got is brilliant and the best thing we've done in ages.
Honestly, what a great idea. Was that your idea?
It was my idea, yeah.
Well, so congratulations.
So this will be on yesterday's podcast. The idea is simple. We will give you a birthday shout out and we'll make that epic. The only thing is we do need one of your parents to come on and talk about how you were conceived.
Yeah, basically that's it. What a great idea, though, because no one wants to hear that. I certainly don't ever want to hear that from my mum or dad. And
we've got to get your mum on. But we
no,
should,
we haven't. We actually haven't.
Two things. Let's do a celebrity special. And,
yes.
And also, shall we bring this back next week? We should definitely try and do it again next week.
I want to make it like a semi-regular thing or maybe even once a week, you know, moving forward. This could be great. You could have celebrities on it. Oh, it's just great. And the reaction that we got yesterday, as you saw, was amazing. Note. People couldn't believe that we were doing it. And I don't know. It just feels like the best idea that we've done for quite a while.
Yeah, and really quite a simple one.
Not that all ideas aren't great, but it does feel special.
When I really like something that we've done on the radio, I always go back and play it to Karen and Martin, who are Ria's parents, in-laws.
The in-laws, yeah.
And I don't know why, like, I get really proud of some things we do. I don't know why they're the barometer either.
How is Martin since he fell through that hole?
It was good. Yeah.
Right?
I don't know whether we talk about this now or next, maybe next week.
I think save it. But Martin's,
mine's a character that we don't talk about much on the show, but no, we should definitely start talking about more on the podcast.
I think get him on just to talk about his injuries.
There's a great story about how one of my in-laws got injured. You genuinely won't be able to imagine it.
Keep listening.
Okay, the other thing from this week was we were at Reading Festival last weekend. It was really good fun. We did a good show on the Sunday.
We did.
We were sort of violently underprepared for it, and that's not a dig at anyone here.
No.
But I think we did a really good job with it. It was fun. And I think what's always a good sign with shows that we do is when bosses get in touch to say they're finding it really funny.
Right. And multiple bosses were texting us going, really enjoyed the Reading stuff today. And I was like, yeah, it felt quite loose, to be fair. But I think it was really fun. And
it was kind of awful. But I found it one of the funniest things because of it.
Like, so shit, it was great.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Do you know what? We're going to leave it there.
All right.
Scott, any other plans for the weekend that we should know of? I think the photo shoot's the main thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a gig at one of the attics coming up in Uxbridge tonight. Okay. That's near you. You should come.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. All right, well, I'll see you on Monday, then.
All right, mate. See you Monday. Bye.
All right, see you Monday. Bye-bye.
One of my favourite bits of being involved in this show that you might not know about is getting into work a bit earlier and trying to think of new ideas for the show and maybe things that we can do differently to keep the show moving so that it's always evolving and we've got new, fresh ideas for you guys. One of my favourite ideas I've had in ages came about because I was on Facebook and I saw a mate's dad write this big, long message to his son on his birthday. Hello, Dan Saunderson, if you're listening. And he wrote this lovely message to his son all about his birth and how lovely it was that he was in the world. And I don't know why, but it triggered this idea in my head. And we came up with a game called The Birthday Game. Now, the idea of this game is we will give you a shout out on Radio 1 for your birthday. And we get asked to do these birthday shout outs all of the time. The only difference is with this game is that we will give you the most epic birthday shout out, but you do have to listen to either your mum or your dad come on the show and talk all about how you were conceived. So the guy whose birthday it was is a guy called Sam, and we got his mum Sarah on the phone.
Scott Mills.
So we leave the party and I suggested to Phil that we visited the park we used to meet at before we got married.
Right, so did you not have a house?
We did, but it was a bit of fun.
Okay, I understand.
Phil was driving, but it's lovely to go see the park at Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's nice and snowy. Yeah.
Right, and also it's Christmas time. Like, let's not go home just now. Let's stop off at the park.
Yeah, let's make a nice.
Yeah, and it didn't take too much convincing.
All right.
So we went to the park and had some time at the park.
Yes.
And when it was time to leave, we couldn't move the car.
What do you mean?
It was one of the wheels was stuck in the mud. It was wet.
Had Phil parked in a hurry?
Did you get out of the car?
Yeah, hang on. Were you? Did, when you got to the park, did you leave the car?
In the car?
Oh, you stayed in the car.
I'm a car baby.
Right, you are a car baby. Yeah. Okay.
What car was it?
I think it was because Bill had, when we first got together, a Metro.
Oh my God, not even a decent car.
Scott Mills.
And Sam's on the phone right now. Hello, Sam.
Hiya, Chris. You're right.
Oh, mate. I mean, for me, you were the star of this week. We put you in a really tricky position.
Yeah, well, everyone else seems to be acting like it was really bad, but I didn't find it all that bad, really.
Did you not? So
no.
obviously give people a bit of an understanding of what this was like for you. Tell us what happened the moment you realised that you were going to have to listen to your mum talk all about how you were conceived.
Well, when you and Scott said you might hear something that's a bit hard to hear soon, I just knew straight away what was coming.
Did you?
Yeah, I should have put it together anyway when you're asking about my parents in the pre-chats, but.
We are so proud of this new game, Sam, and we think we're going to do this more and more. We're hoping to do it with celebrities as well. Did you?
Oh, yeah,
well, firstly, let's start with the positives. Did you enjoy the shout out that you got from all the Radio 1 DJs?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Nice to hear. It's better though, because every time I walk in the yard at work now, everyone calls me Metro Boy.
Yeah. If I remember right, did you say on the phone that you were going to have dinner that evening? You were having a family dinner last night?
Yeah, we did. We had a good old laugh about it. All my dad had to say about it was it wasn't a mini Metro, it was an MG Metro.
Oh, right, okay. Slightly bigger car, was it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Was he sort of proud with this story? Did you actually know about this story before?
I had no idea about it, and I had to ask my mum afterwards, was it actually true? And she told me it was 100% true, so...
Yeah, and it's tricky, isn't it, when all your friends start calling you Metro Boy?
I should have said Metro Man, shouldn't I?
Metro Boy. Do you think it's going to stick?
Well, I'm going camping with everyone this weekend for my birthday, all my friends. So I might try and put together a makeshift Metro Boy costume.
Do you think this has been the best birthday ever, Sam?
Yeah, so far.
And did anyone get in contact with you that was like, I don't know, like an ex or like an old friend or something? Have you discovered a new fame?
No, not really. I've had loads of Snapchats from people. It's just them shouting out Metro Boy.
Yeah, of course it is.
Classic.
Sam, I kind of expected you to be a little bit more embarrassed about it.
Well, you know, if it didn't happen, I wouldn't be here. And if you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going, do you? So,
this is
no big issue.
Honestly, it's the deepest podcast we've ever done. It's phrases like that make it so. All right, well, look, have the best birthday weekend, and thank you again for being on Radio 1. I think it's safe to say that you were the real star of this week. Well, maybe your mum was, but there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, thanks a lot,
cheers,
mate.
Cheers, Chris.
Cheers, pal. Bye. Really exciting times here at Radio 1 because we've got a new DJ starting this week, a new show, Jack Saunders. I met him at Reading for the first time this weekend, and I thought we could give him a little call on the podcast so we can learn a little bit more about him. Jack Saunders, hello.
Chris Stark, how are you?
Mate, welcome to the family.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a big honour, I'll be honest with you. It's a real big honour. Especially, I felt after my induction, I performed quite well at Reading Festival.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to talk about this because we've been joking on the DM that we need to sort some kind of initiation for you now that you're joining Radio 1. But actually, I think we've been quite nice about this. Like, what was it? Just one Jaeger bomb at Reading?
Yeah, one Jaeger bomb, and I felt like I got away quite lightly, if I'm honest with you. I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that. Maybe like a wedgie or...
Yeah.
I don't know, like a wet willy in the ear or something like that. I don't know.
Old school. But yeah. I just felt that you were DJing at the time. So I went up to Jack. It was actually the first time that we properly got to spend a bit of time together, wasn't it? And you were DJing. It was like the guest area of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Which was quite cool because there was all sorts of people there. And for me, that little area there is quite legendary for stories. I've seen some really wrong stuff happen there.
Yeah, there's some moments there, isn't there? Let's be honest.
And it was great because you were soundtracking it. So went over, turned up with my boss, actually. We came to come say hello, just to pile on the pressure, and we got you a Jaeger bomb. So
I think that was the thing that relaxed me most, actually, when our boss turned up with Jaeger bombs in hand. That was the thing that relaxed me most and actually put me at ease quite a lot. I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that.
It doesn't happen very often, that, but you know, Christmas party, stuff like that, it'll all be fine. So Jack, you're part of Radio 1 now. What was it like when you got the call up to say that you were going to be on Radio 1? I think what'd be really nice is to hear how it was, like where you were and stuff.
Oh, God. Well, I was sat at home, not doing anything, actually. I'd been off for like not really doing anything for a few months. And then I was just sat at home and then I just got the call from our boss. And he was like, how would you feel about being on Radio 1? How would you feel like we offered you a slot? And I just went, are you serious? Is this a joke? Is this real? Like, this has been my dream my whole life. So to actually hear that call, to actually get that offer from the boss of Radio 1 was massive. And whenever I get put in those kinds of situations where they're like big moments or whatever, because I'm usually quite just like, you know, chatty guy and quite outgoing, but I sort of just like go into this little ball of quietness, not really knowing how to react or what to say or anything like that. And I was kind of silent for a little bit, and I remember our boss going, you okay, like, are you good with this? And I was like, no, honestly, this is amazing, this is incredible, I'm just sort of trying to soak it all up, take it all in. Yeah, it was a proper moment for me, like best moment of my life so far.
It's a really strange moment. I remember it so well. I remember getting told. Well, I remember two things. I first remember getting a call from our boss saying, look, there's this opportunity at Radio 1. We'd really like you to come in. I've been in a couple of times and they wanted to make it a bit more formal. And I remember being so happy with that situation, but still kind of not believing that it would properly come through. And then I remember there was another amazing moment where me and Scott were out and he'd been told that I was going to get offered my first contract, but was told to keep it secret from me. And we'd gone and got this drink. It was such a weird time. So he was hosting, and if I remember this right, he was hosting this like Grease Live event. It was really weird. It was like full of Hindus, and I'd gone along with it just to show a bit of support. And so he stood up on stage and did that, and we escaped halfway through to just go and get a drink. And I remember Scott saying, look, I've been told that, I'm not going to tell you this, but tomorrow our boss here is going to call you in. They're going to offer you a contract. And I was so happy that I had this pint in front of me that I just saw off straight away. Honestly, how it was so like, because you don't work here by accident. This is the place that we've all aimed to be, the place that we genuinely love. And to get that call up is just such a special feeling, right?
Did you cry?
Do you know what? I didn't cry. I was just so over the top happy that I didn't really know what to do with myself. I didn't know who to call. I didn't really know what to do other than to just like take this drink in front of me and just like down it. That's the truth of it. I didn't cry.
Our reactions were completely different, weren't we?
Did you cry?
Yeah, I cried. I absolutely cried. I'd known that I'd wanted to do this since I was like 15. And I'd always told my mum and my dad and my grandparents that I want to be on Radio 1, you know. I want to be on the biggest radio station in the world. That's all I want to do. And since I was 15, I've been doing my little journey and working my way up to it. Like you said, you don't accidentally fall on Radio 1. Like, everyone that is there has gone through their own different journey of working hard and putting the hours in and putting the effort in to make it there. So when I finally got that call, I cried. There were tears like afterwards. It was almost like that all that emotion that had built up through that 10 years of working hard just could relax now and leave my body because I'd achieved it.
It's the deepest we've gone on the podcast so far. We're three weeks in. I really like this. Might have to make this a weekly thing.
I wasn't expecting it. I really wasn't expecting it.
I know, right? You wouldn't expect this from me. But as you saw at the guest area of Reading, especially when I've had a drink, I've got levels to me, you know? I'm an emotional guy.
There are layers. There are layers to you, Chris, and I like that about you. You know, there's a lot more to find out. You're a bit of an enigma at the moment. I'm looking forward to finding out more.
All right. Well, listen, well done, but you still actually have a show to do, so the journey's only just getting going. So what can we expect with the show?
Oh, my gosh. So Monday, we are going to bring a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and a lot of great music to the show. And then throughout the week, we're going to bring a lot of laughs and a lot of entertainment as well. It's going to be a mix of everything. And I just cannot wait to get going, mate. I really cannot.
Cool. And for anyone that doesn't know, tell us the show time. What are you calling the show? Is it just going to be your name?
They eventually wanted me to have a show name. So I went for The Indie Show with Jack Saunders. Cool. So that's what it's officially called. And then it's going to be on Monday to Thursday, 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. Best new music in the world. Like, we're going to be the entry point for all the great bands that are emerging. We're going to be the entry point for them into Radio 1. They're then going to hopefully go through to Annie Mac, and then you're going to hear them all over daytime. It's going to be, we're going to be an important part of the Radio 1 family, which I can't wait for.
Exciting time. So new show, new presenter, Jack Saunders. I think we're going to get to know you a lot more over the next few years. It's going to be fun.
Oh, thanks, mate. I really appreciate that.
Mate, the journey begins.
Absolutely.
All right. Cheers, Jack.
Nice one, mate. Catch you a bit.
All right. Bye.
Cheers. See you later.
We really are rattling through on this podcast. Okay, next up on my list, Good News Jamie. We've called him the last couple of weeks, and I just think he's one of our listeners that I do like to check in on because we didn't get him on the show again. So let's just straight up call him.
Hello?
Good News Jamie, it's Chris Starr.
Ah, yes, Chris. Are you okay?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I hate with called numbers. I'm like, hello. I put this like tough voice on, like, hello.
We're just recording the podcast at the moment, and I get so many messages about you and you featuring on this podcast that I thought we'd just give you a little call and just see how you are.
Wow, I am buzzing. Guess what?
What's that?
I've been asked to be a best man.
Oh, congratulations.
I swear, mate, listen, I nearly filled up. I nearly started crying.
That's amazing. That's lovely. In it,
like, oh, mate, I swear it's the most, oh, wow. It's just a great feeling.
It is a great feeling. I'm going to be my best mate's best man later in the year. And I'm kind of really excited about it. But also, you've got to plan a stag do.
Yeah.
Little insight, everyone. I need to do somewhere in the UK. So I'm thinking like Cardiff or Newcastle or Brighton, like one of those
Liverpool
options.
Liverpool, maybe.
Yeah, Liverpool could be a good option.
Manchester,
any
best
suggestions
place ever.
Would be good. I'm sort of like tempted by Newcastle at the moment.
Mm. And why is that?
I don't know. It just seems like a fun night out. I've been and DJed there a couple of times. It's always good value.
Yeah, I've dropped a few cars off.
Yeah,
I like how they speak.
So good news, Jamie. We get you on every week. We've got you on the show loads just because you're so positive and it doesn't matter what you're up to. You seem to have this ability to cheer people up and make people feel good.
Of course.
And so it's so good to hear that you've got a best friend that wants you to be the best man.
I know, how good's that? It's mint, it's amazing. It's literally just like put me from 10 out of 10 to like 15 out of 10. It's just mint.
And how are you going to deal with the speech?
Right, I don't know. I really don't know. It's going to be a struggle, but I guarantee it's going to be wonderful, beautiful and soul-touching. It is.
Soul-touching.
It's got to be. It's got to be, mate.
I think it's going to be the kind of thing we might have to feature on the show. But we'll speak to you about that another
brilliant,
time.
Of course.
And how's your week been, man?
Yeah, it's been good, man. I've been working hard, put it that way. But yeah, just cracking on, mate.
Where have you been dropping off cars?
Oh, I've gone everywhere. I've gone literally, do you know Exeter? I can't even say it. Exeter. Exeter, that's it. I've been near there, mate. I've been everywhere. I've been like Kent. I've been, where else have I been? Bristol, Western Supermare.
All over the place.
Oh, mate, everywhere. It's crazy. I'm in my hometown today, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go see my nan. She's beautiful, you know, 88 years old, Maltese, and she's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, she'll be buzzing, mate. She'll be buzzing.
So, look, this comes out on a Friday. Loads of people will be listening to this over the weekend. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to say to everyone listening to the podcast?
I just want to say, keep listening to Radio On, man. It just cheers me up and puts me in a good mood. So, for sure, it's, you know, it's the best, isn't it?
It's the best, isn't it? I just it like is. Sharing in your positivity. That's the only reason we give you a little call, because we can.
You've got to be positive, mate. Honestly, you've got to be positive. Do you know what? I started at first, obviously, when I started entertaining, I was happy because other people was happy. So if I made them happy, I'd smile.
I like the way you put that. When I first started entertaining, you're naturally entertaining, mate. That's why we always get you on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Listen, good news, Jamie. We've got to keep it brief.
Of course.
To speak to you again. I always love it when you're on the radio show. And if you can't be on the radio show all the time, I love you being on this podcast.
110%. Thank you very much, Chris.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Love you, mate.
Love you, mate. See you in a bit, mate.
Bye-bye. Cheers, Jamie. See you then, mate.
Bye.
I know I said this at the start, but thank you so much for all the questions that you send me on Instagram and Twitter. I really do want to get through as many of these on the podcast as long as we're doing this podcast. So let's kick things off. Let's start with Samita. Samita, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Are you enjoying the podcast so far?
I am loving it. Loving it.
It gives a bit of an insight, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why I ended up tweeting you, because of what I heard on the podcast last week. You mentioned that you don't believe people when they say things that have happened.
Ah, yeah. This all makes sense now. So yeah, I said on a previous podcast that I find it very hard to believe listeners when they say that when they make up lies when they're listening to the show, because it's like over exaggerations to get their text said. So for example, last week there was a guy on who said the speakers in his van blew up because he loved Banner so much. I never really believe that happens. And you sent me a tweet saying that you had to use an inhaler. Am I right? Because you were laughing so much. Surely that's a lie.
It's not a lie. In fact, I had to go to the doctor today because of my cough. and have to, now I've got antibiotics.
What, because of the podcast?
Well, not, well, I won't go that far. I won't say that you were the cause of my cough, but I was flicking through Twitter and I hadn't seen the video of the Reading thing, and I was just watching it at night and I just laughing and I just couldn't stop coughing after laughing, and I had to get my inhaler, but it's all good.
Oh my goodness.
I've got treatment. It's all good.
Well, that's good to hear. I love this. I love that you found something so funny. You've ended up kind of having an asthma attack. Not that I would wish
it
that.
It wasn't an asthma attack. No, it wasn't as bad as that.
On you. So this is the video that of obviously what happened at Reading Festival when we were with Def Havana and Scott kicked the microphone over, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was more your faces. It wasn't the fact that the mic dropped. It was more the disbelief and the fact that you just froze.
I couldn't believe it. Because also, I think a lot of people would have thought that that was planned, and it genuinely wasn't. All right then, Samita, thank you so much for your question.
Thanks for speaking
to me. And for sharing your experience. It's really good to speak to you.
No problem.
All right, cheers,
mate. Keep up the good work. The podcast's great.
Yeah, thank you so much. Stay safe.
Thanks.
I just mean that, I'm not trying to make that a new catchphrase for the podcast or anything. I just mean, like, if you're having these kind of reactions to some of the funny stuff we do, I just mean, like, take care, you know?
Thank you.
It's not like Crime Watch, like, don't have nightmares or anything like that. All right, Samita, thanks so much.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers, then. Bye. Okay, let's get another question. We've got Dana on the line. Dana, hello.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. It's all nice and easy, this. We're just on the podcast, you know. It's different. It's not like you're live.
I know, but I'm still nervous talking to you. I've done that before. I was on Bangers once. That was freaky.
Were you? Who did you pick, me or Scott?
I picked you. To be honest, I didn't know either of your songs. And the first part was when we were listening to Scott's song. He was talking about pools, so I didn't really hear the song.
Yeah, but you went with me, so I've got a lot of respect for you there.
I did.
Dana, you're coming from Australia, right?
I am.
Well, this is very special for
me.
It is
10 o'clock here.
I love the idea that you've been listening to the podcast in Australia.
Oh, thanks.
Are you enjoying the...
And this new one's really good. I like the behind the scenes. It's sort of a bit like tap-in.
Yeah.
Like you get more personal stories.
Yeah. Well, that's what this podcast is all about. Now, listen, we're running out of time. I'm currently in a studio in Radio 1 at the moment. And how it's worked is we've basically booked this out for an hour. And there are people outside that want to come in and use this studio. So we're going to have to make this the last question today. So, Dana, what is your question?
So I recently had a friend who's been in Prague, and I've been listening to 24 Years at the Tap In, and I was just wondering about the line in the song "I Bosh Banter in Prague," because I know the rest of the stories behind the rest of the song, just this one I didn't know anything about.
Okay, this is a great question. So this was a feature that I used to do on the show called 24 Years at the Tap End, and what it was just stories from my life. And it was called 24 Years at the Tap End because basically it took me to the age of 24 to realise I was sitting at the wrong end of the bath. I had my head up against the taps, which was really uncomfortable. One day I was sat in the bath and I saw the slopey side on the other side of the bath and thought, actually, it would be more comfortable if I sat round that way. Hence, 24 Years at the Tap End. We started doing this on the show and I just basically said stories from my life and we'd have a bit of a laugh around it. And as part of this feature, because it started to get quite popular, we decided to make a theme tune for it. And it went like this. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End. Oh, it brings back so many memories. I actually really like that song. Do you know what?
Yeah, it was really good.
Dana, I wrote that song in, I'm saying like 5 minutes. And it was with our old producer, who was a guy called The One That Doesn't Speak. And I wrote all the words and he played the guitar. Do you know what? Someone messaged me saying that they want to get The One That Doesn't Speak on the podcast. We should maybe think about it. But anyway, we made the theme tune for it. And the idea was we'd do one bit of the theme tune, then we'll finish the song at some point, and then we can perform it. And we never, ever ended up finishing the whole song, which I'm a bit gutted about, and perhaps something that I would quite like to do.
I wasn't meant to be into it.
Yeah, there was meant to be. We, rather than it just tailing off, we wanted it to be a full song. And we only ever use a little bit of it for the show, but we wanted to actually make it a full song. I think it would have been funny anyway. But yeah, there is a line in that song. It's the first line. It says, "I've boshed banter in Prague." And what that was from was an experience that I had when I went to Prague on a lad's holiday. And it was loads of fun. I don't know if your friend...
Lad's holidays are funny.
I don't know if your friend is going for the same reasons, but there was a big group of us that went, a group of guys. And one of the stories... What, and I'm struggling to know if I can actually say this, but why not? One of the stories ended up with, we had this meal, right? And instead of steak and chips, we had steak.
Oh, was this the one with a lady?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. So it's a very different type of, I don't want to say meal because that makes it sound like we ate her and we didn't. But what I mean is, like, it was not steak and chips, but there was steak and then a very different side to what we were kind of imagining when we went for what was actually quite a nice meal. And the night culminated in us going to a late night club, and it was one of my friend's birthdays, and we had a horrible experience where they put a sheet over him and some things happened. And we all had to kind of watch on. It was very odd. If you want to know more about the story to Prague, it's not hard to find on YouTube, to be honest. And you can get the full experience there. I'm probably doing it an injustice.
No, that's the only song I didn't remember, like the only line I didn't remember. Because I was wondering if it had anything to do with Sir Dosser's song.
Yeah.
He's talking about Prague and he's...
Well, Sir Dosser is one of my friends who's a musician. He did a song called Bish Bash Bosh. Right. One of the lines is Bish Bash
song.
Bosh, having a laugh in Prague, boshing some banter, we drink beer, not Fanta. Again, it's on YouTube if you'd like to see it. I love that you remember this, though. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah, because I'm listening to podcasts from 2013 at the moment.
All right, okay. Can you clear up a rumour for me? Is Australian radio really, really rubbish? Like, why do you listen to Radio 1?
Well, you don't have any ads, so that's good. So it's actually just music and talking. I really like the presenters, and I really want to go to England. So I'm, like, fascinated with England. So listening to the radio is just, like, cool.
That's wicked. All right.
Like, learning, like, slang and stuff.
If you do come to England and you ever want to come and look around Radio 1, then just drop me a message and you can come meet me and meet Scott and meet some of the other guys and I'll show you around Radio 1.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to.
All right, then. Well, look, thank you so much for your question. And actually, I am about to get kicked out of this studio now, so sadly we can't do any more. Thank you to everyone that has sent in questions. And I've said this a couple of times in this podcast, but I think it is what is going to give life to this podcast. If none of you are really that bothered about it, then we just won't do it. That's kind of how we're seeing it. But if you do like the podcast, let us know. Get me on Instagram, get me on Twitter, message Scott, message the bosses at Radio 1, message Radio 1, message whoever, tell them about it. We'll be back next week, hopefully. Until then, see you later.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it. One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.